This is Ted Kennedy. It's all right with Bob Dole if President Reagan sends U.S. combat troops to Nicaragua. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, it's bad enough that you right-wingers are for U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua, but it's even worse that you're willing to give President Reagan a blank check to send U.S. troops as well. You voted against a key restriction to block the use of American combat troops, unless Congress approves them in advance. We went down this road once before, Bob, and gave a president the unilateral power to take us into war in Vietnam. Now history is repeating itself, Bob. You're authorizing President Reagan to wage war in Nicaragua, not just with U.S. dollars and U.S. advisors, but with U.S. combat troops as well. Nobody believes the ragtag band of Contras can win on their own in Nicaragua, Bob. If President Reagan decides to send in U.S. troops, let's make sure he gets the consent of Congress first.
Ted, you're getting pretty desperate. Now that both the Senate and even the House, which you Democrats control, have voted to repudiate your position. There were the freedom fighters. The president's not going to send U.S. troops to fight in Central America. You know it, and our listeners know it. The fact is, there is a war going on in Nicaragua, and there are many Americans in that country. But if the Marxist dictatorship puts our citizens in danger, there shouldn't be any question about what President Reagan will do. He'll move quickly to save their lives. And even in that extreme circumstance, the War Powers Act sets tight guidelines for the use of any American forces. Ted, why can't you just face it? You are in a shrinking minority on this issue. You're grandstanding, but no one is in the grandstand. This is Senator Bob Dole. Here we go again. Congress passes sweeping tax reform, but some Democrats are calling time out for a rate hike. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.